If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. It is a joy to greet you today again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Worth Baptist Church takes pleasure in presenting the gospel of redeeming grace to you each Sunday at this time over this station. The month of October is anniversary month in our radio ministry. We are now entering upon our fifth year of broadcasting the gospel over this station. We would be happy to hear from you by mail this week. We would like to know if you hear our broadcast. Perhaps there are many listening today who heard the very first broadcast on the first Sunday of October 1969. It would give us a great deal of joy to hear from you particularly. Or if you just heard the first broadcast last Sunday, or even if this is your first broadcast to hear, we would like to hear from you by mail this week. To all who will write during anniversary month, the month of October, we will be happy to send to you free and postage paid one of our books of sermons entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. This book of sermons contains seven messages on the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe the coming of Christ is near. The war that's raging in the Middle East, the worldwide famine, the problems and difficulties that face us in our world today remind us that this age is soon coming to an end, and the Lord Jesus Christ will come for His own. So we would like to place one of these books in your hands. Seven messages on the return of the Lord Jesus. One of those messages is entitled, The Battle of Armageddon. And we believe the stage is being set in the Middle East right now for that battle to come. So write today for your free copy of Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. Address your letter to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to our Sunday School today at 10 o'clock. In the Sunday School, October is Enlargement Month. Our Roundup Day will be 1 week from today on Sunday, October 28th. Our Sunday School Roundup goal is 600 for Christ next Sunday. We want you to be one of those 600, so we hope that you'll plan now to attend the Sunday School next Sunday at Worth Baptist Church. And even today, on this Sunday, October 21st, we give you a cordial invitation to attend the Sunday School at 10 o'clock, where there's a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level, and where the Bible is our only textbook. Then we would invite you to our Sunday morning worship hour at 11 and our Sunday evening worship service at 7. These services have been planned with your spiritual needs in mind, and we invite you to come today to share the good things of the Lord and to worship God with us in the Sunday school hour, in the morning worship service, and in the Sunday evening worship hour today at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Worth Baptist Church is easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287, and by Loop 820, and we'll be happy to have you visit in our services today. Remember the location, Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street. And remember, we'll be looking forward to hearing from you during the days of October. And to all who will write, we will send you free, postage paid, without any obligation whatsoever on your part, a book of sermons entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. Write for yours today to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast, entitled, Living Happily in a Troubled World. I shall read from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, after we pause in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee today that in the midst of all the darkness of this world system, we can live happily. We thank Thee for the abiding promise that we have that Thou wouldst keep us and preserve us through this lifetime. We thank Thee for the privilege of voicing the gospel, and we would pray that wherever it goes today, far and near, into homes and hospitals and rest homes and places of business and automobiles and wherever people might be today, may this message encourage them and strengthen them and help them to know that they can live happily in a troubled world. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of Jesus Christ, Thy Son and our Savior, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving, Amen. And now in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I read beginning at verse 8. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Living happily in a troubled world. We are living in a dark, dismal, disintegrating, and disharmonized world. The trouble about us is unparalleled. The holy war that's raging in the Middle East, the famine, the lust, the sin, the problems in labor and management, the energy crises, all of these things tell us something. These things tell us that the end of this age is approaching, and soon the Lord Jesus Christ will come. These days are described by the Apostle Paul in his second letter to young Timothy, chapter 3. Paul writes, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times will come." 1973 has brought us perilous, difficult, trying times. There is much to discourage, disappoint, dishearten, and disillusion the believer. But in spite of all of the war, the famine, the lust, the sin, the crises, the threat that hangs over us today, in spite of it all, we are not going to surrender. We are not going to give up. We are not going to lay down our spiritual arms. We are going to continue the battle of the faith. In spite of increased crime, we are going to abide by the laws of Christ. In spite of corruption in government, we are going to trust in God, our righteous judge. In spite of the worldwide famine and energy crisis and shortages all over the world, we believe the promise that God will supply all of our needs according to His riches in glory. In spite of the spiritual decline, we are going to continue to pray for old-fashioned revival. In spite of the religious apostasy that characterizes America, we are going to adhere to the fundamentals of the faith. We are going to earnestly contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In spite of the moral bankruptcy that's evidenced all around us, we are going to proclaim the righteousness of God. We can say with Paul today, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed. From the human point of view, it would be impossible to be happy in a world like ours, with all of the difficulties, with all of the problems and war and killing and murder and sin and lust and greed and selfishness. I repeat, from the human point of view, it would be an impossibility to remain sane and be happy in a world like this. But I remind you, we look not at the things which are seen, but we look at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, That is, they are temporary, they are passing, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Living happily in a troubled world. Let me submit to you three reasons why I believe we can live happily in a troubled world. First of all, we can live happily in a troubled world because we have the Scriptures to support us. Thank God for the Bible. The Word of God supports us in the hour of need. We read in Philippians 4:19 where Paul writes, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." The Bible supports us in the hour of discouragement. In the 20th chapter of Jeremiah, the prophet became disheartened. He became disgusted. He became discouraged when Judah turned a deaf ear to his message. And Jeremiah said, "I will resign. I will give up. I will never preach again." Until, the prophet testifies, "the word of God burned in my bones like fire, and I could not withstay." So the word of God encouraged Jeremiah the prophet in his hour of discouragement. And the Bible will support you and encourage you when you're discouraged today. The Word of God supports us in the hour of fear. We read in Psalm 27:1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" We also read in Psalm 46 at verse 1, "The Lord God is our refuge, a very present help in the time of trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea." Beloved, in the hour of your fear, whatever that fear is, whether it is real or imaginary, you in the hour of fear can turn to the Word of God and find support and find strength in the midst of a troubled world. The Word of God supports us in the hour of darkness. Your path today might seem terribly dark, but listen to these words. "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway." The Word of God will give you light along that dark pathway of your life. And beloved, even in the hour of death, the Word of God will support you. The psalmist said in Psalm 23 at verse 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me." Beloved, that same promise is yours. And if you're facing death, God has given to you the assurance that He will never leave you nor forsake you, but that even in the darkest, grimmest hour of your life, the Word of God will support you. I repeat, you can live happily in a troubled world because the Bible will support you. Then in the second place, I believe we can live happily in a troubled world because we have a great high priest who intercedes for us. In the Old Testament, the ministry of the high priest was the most important ministry. On the Day of Atonement, the high priest went into the Holy of Holies, and there upon the mercy seat, he sprinkled the blood of a sacrificial animal to make an atonement for the sins of the people. This had to be done year after year after year. But not so our high priest. Our high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, has offered himself once to put away sin by the sacrifice of his own life. So our high priest made the supreme sacrifice for us upon the cross. Peter put it this way, speaking of Christ, who himself bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. Paul tells us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, that Jesus Christ appeared in the Holy of Holies, not made with hands, offering not the blood of bulls and calves and goats, but his own precious blood to make atonement for our sins. Not only so, but our high priest sympathizes with us when we are tempted. We read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed into the heavens, even Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. You can have the sympathy of the high priest in heaven when the hour of temptation comes to your life. And every individual believer is tempted of Satan. But when the hour of temptation comes, turn in prayer by faith to your high priest who is in heaven to intercede for you. And here's a wonderful note. Our high priest supports us when we do sin. I read in 1 John chapter 2 at verse 1, My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, even Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the world. Jesus Christ, our high priest, at the right hand of God, is now sympathizing, supporting, and strengthening us, because he, as Paul put it, ever liveth to make intercession for us. Then that's the third reason why I believe we can live happily in a troubled world. I believe we can live happily in a troubled world because we have a constant companion to guide us. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, but will go with you all the way, even to the end of the age. But someone asked, how can this be? If our high priest is in heaven at the right hand of God, how can he be with us? The answer is simple and plain. He is with us in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit abides with us. The Holy Spirit teaches us. And the Holy Spirit comforts us. Listen to the words of Jesus in the Gospel according to John, chapter 14 and verse 16, where Jesus talks of the Holy Spirit abiding with us. Jesus said, And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And then in this same chapter, verse 26, Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit will be our teacher. Listen to these words. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I've said unto you. Not only that, but the Holy Spirit will comfort us. Listen to the comforting words of Jesus in John's Gospel, chapter 16, at verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Yes, beloved, we have a constant companion in the person of the Holy Spirit, who walks with us, who abides with us, who comforts us, who teaches us, and who instructs us in the will and ways of the Lord. You can be happy because the Holy Spirit is within you, leading and guiding and directing you over the uneven pathway of your life. I have a footnote and then I'll be through. We can live happily in a troubled world, not only because we have the Scriptures to support us and the great high priest to intercede for us and a constant companion to guide us, but furthermore, we have hope for a better life in the world to come. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 at verse 19, If in this life only we have hope in Christ Jesus, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. This is our blessed hope, that one day the Lord Jesus Christ will come, and out of the graves will come those who have died in the faith, and all saints living shall be translated to meet the Lord in the air, and we shall forever be with him. We shall be in heaven forever. This is our blessed hope, and this is why we can live happily even in the midst of a world gone mad. My beloved friend, there's no other anchor outside Christ. There is no salvation outside the Lord Jesus. There is no hope apart from God. In this wicked, vile, sinful, corrupt, in this awesome, terrible hour in which we live, in such a world as this, there is no comfort, and there is no strength, and there is no hope, and there is no happiness apart from a personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I trust today, if you do not have that hope, if you have never been saved, if you have never been born into the family of God, if you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, I trust that even this moment, you will open the door of your heart and invite the Lord Jesus Christ to come in. Pray the sinner's prayer, God, to be merciful to me, a sinner. If you'll do that, if you'll trust Christ, if you'll believe in Him, God will save you, and you too can live happily in a troubled world. I trust that even now, you will accept Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. And write us this week and let us know it. And again, may I remind you, all of you are listening today, if you'll write us during the days of October, we will send you our book of sermons entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. May the Lord bless you until next Lord's Day. Until then, we wish you well, and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.